Hospital closures make it harder to get health care in rural Georgia. We've talked about that quite a bit. They also hit the economy pretty hard as well. And yet one South Georgia county's attempt to open a new for-profit hospital is creating controversy. Some say Lee County's plan for a medical center will put neighboring Daugherty County's not-for-profit hospital out of business. Andy Miller's been following the story. Of course, he's the editor for Georgia Health News. Hello again.
Good to be here, Celeste.
So we have comments from both sides, and I'd like to take one argument at a time and have you sort of evaluate what it is that we're hearing. Let's first hear from Lee County Commissioner Billy Mathis. He's talking about why he supports building the new medical center just 5 miles away from an already existing hospital.
Because there's no choice here. There's a monopoly in health care. We, for 39 years, had two hospitals in the area. The large hospital bought their competition. Now there is no competition. So we have some of the highest health care costs in the nation.
Is that correct, that Lee County has some of the highest health care costs in the country?
It's absolutely correct in the sense that in the exchange, health insurance exchange that was created by the Affordable Care Act, at one point Southwest Georgia had the second highest premiums in the country. The only one that was ahead of them was a ski resort area in Colorado. So they absolutely high medical costs. There.
Is it tied to this? He calls it a monopoly of this not-for-profit hospital. Is that the cause of the high health care costs?
Well, there are several factors. That's certainly one. You also have a lot of people who have chronic health conditions in that area. And plus, you only had one insurer at the time in that area in the exchange, and that was Blue Cross.
Okay, so let's hear from the other side. This is Monty Vizi, who's president and CEO of the Georgia Alliance of Community Hospitals. And he says his mission is to preserve and protect not-for-profit hospitals for the state.
We are very concerned about any for-profit entity coming in and cherry-picking certificate of need and only taking the paying patients. So if you take the paying patients out of the hospital, then the hospital is no longer viable.
So this is a real problem, actually. Grady suffers from some of these same issues, correct?
That's correct. But every hospital in the state and rest of the country are looking for those privately insured patients. They pay the best in terms of their insurance coverage. So every hospital, including Phoebe Putney, are looking to attract as many of those folks as they can as patients.
But whose problem is that? That the hospitals have to sort of compete for paying patients? Is that a federal issue? Is that a state issue?
Well, under the CON process, Certificate of Need, which is what hospitals need in order to function and give services, a particular service or not, it's a state issue and a federal issue. But the folks down there want competition, as the fellow from Lee County talked about, and there hasn't been any since for the last 5 years since Phoebe took over Palmyra Medical Center in Albany.
All right, so let's hear again from Monty Vizi. He's with the Georgia Alliance of Community Hospitals, and he is sort of reiterating what you just said and why he actually wants to attract those kind of patients.
There's no hospital in the state in Southwest Georgia that sees the number of uninsured and Medicaid patients that Phoebe does. So, yes, the paying patient or the insurers are going to pay more to cover the cost of those who cannot afford to pay. That's the only way you can operate today.
Okay, so that's one. Let's hear just one more real quickly from Lee County Commissioner Billy Mathis. And he says empty beds at the current hospital are why he actually supports building a new one only 5 miles away. Here's Billy Mathis.
Many of the folks here choose to go to other areas for their health care. We'd like to have those people stay here.
So what is actually happening here, Andy? Because there are a number of places in rural Georgia where they're not served by a hospital. As an outside observer, it seems odd to choose to build one that close to another hospital as opposed to some of these areas where there really is not a hospital within 10 or 20 miles.
Well, one knock against Phoebe Putney over the recent years is that the fact that federal reports and national reports have rated their quality of care low. I mean, CMS last year had a five-star rating system for quality of care in hospitals, and Phoebe only got one out of five stars. It was one of five hospitals in the state that just got one star out of five. So that's an issue for Lee County. Monty has a point, and Phoebe has a point, in the sense that they have argued that the state needs to expand its Medicaid program. So a lot of those uninsured patients in that very poor county would have coverage, and that way money, more money could come into the hospital, in that case Phoebe Putney.
So this is we've talked about this before in terms of what might change had the state chosen to take the Medicaid expansion that was paid for by the federal government. And you're saying this is one of those things.
Yes, and this is a very poor congressional district, not only compared with other districts in the state, but also the country. And many of those folks would have gotten coverage under Medicaid expansion.
And then there may not have been this controversy.
Well, it would have been ameliorated, and Phoebe would be doing better financially had that happened.
Andy Miller is editor of Georgia Health News. Georgia's Department of Community Health will decide about Lee County's application to open that hospital by November 15th. Andy, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.